kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Karagdagang pagkaantala sa panahon ng pagproseso para sa mga aplikasyon para sa partner visa sa loob at labas ng Australia ang naging dulot ng mga paghihigpit sa paglalakbay at mga hakbang sa social distancing kaugnay ng COVID-19. Ayon sa Migration Institute of Australia, mababa lamang sa kalahati ng mga aplikasyon para sa partner visa na ipinasa nitong nakaraang taon ang ipinagkaloob. Sa tampok na ulat ni Amit Shen Yuang na isinalin sa wikang Filipino.
Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Ayon sa principal lawyer at migration agent mula sa AHWC Immigration Lawyers na si Maggie Taff, ang panahon ng pagproseso para sa Subclass 309 Offshore Partner Visa ay nakakaranas ng makabuluhang pagkaantala dahil sa COVID-19. Lumalampas sa kasalukuyang 18 buwan ng paghihintay ang nararanasan bago lumabas ang resulta ng aplikasyon.
Even before the COVID period, they were taking an extraordinarily long amount of time. But since the COVID period, it almost seems as if they have just suspended processing. If you look at the department's website, they say that the offshore partner visa should be processed in between 21 to 28 months. But in many, many cases, that is being exceeded considerably in our experience.
Si John Harrigan, ang National Director ng Migration Institute of Australia. Ayon sa kanya, ang bilang ng ipinagkaloob na partner visa sa nagdaang taong pinansyal ay binubuo lamang ng kalahati ng lahat ng mga aplikasyon na nakapila.
The minister has stated that this financial year there were only about 40,000 partner visas granted, stage one. So if the application rate's about 85,000 and they're only processing 40,000 finalisation, that means you've already got over a two-year wait period of applications in the pipeline already.
Ang inconsistency o hindi pagkakapare-pareho at kakulangan ng transparency sa mga resulta ng visa application ay nagdulot ng stress at pagkabalisa sa mga kliyente ni TAF dahil sa hindi nakabisita ang mga ito sa kanilang mga kapartner sa Australia o sa ibang bansa sa panahon ng coronavirus pandemic.
We are experiencing our clients having desperation feelings. They feel isolated. Some of them are desperate from a financial perspective where they may have children as well. Some applicants are considerably worried about just starting a family because they may be getting older. We've also had people experiencing mental health problems because they just have no idea when all of this ordeal is going to end.
Ayon kay Harrigan, posible pa rin para sa mga partner visa applicant na nasa labas ng Australia na maling makapasok sa bansa. Maaari silang mag-apply para sa visitor's visa sa pamamagitan ng paghingi ng pahintulot ng Australian Border Force Commissioner na maglakbay bilang partner ng isang Australian citizen o permanent resident.
The problems start to arise in relation to de facto couples. The Australian Border Force Commissioner is approving those who have provided a tremendous amount of paperwork to show that they are in a de facto relationship. Those who have travelled backwards and forwards to Australia over a period of 1 or 2 or 3 years obviously can also show that evidence that they've got some sort of connection with Australia and with the Australian partner. For those who have never been here to Australia, it's going to come down to the level of documentation they have.
Parehong sinabi ni Harrigan at ni Taff na pansin nilang pareho ang matinding kahirapan para makakuha ng travel exemption ang mga prospective marriage visa holders sa panahon ng COVID-19.
Even the grantees, so the people who have been granted the prospective marriage visa, are panicking now as well because they're struggling to get the travel exemption even though they have a visa and they have a partner in Australia. The travel exemptions are still not flowing freely for those either. And they're in a situation where they only have 9 months to enter the country. So there will be visa expiries for the prospective marriage visa holders. We anticipate that will happen for a significant number of those people.
Habang si Taff ay nababahala na maaaring kailangan muling simulan ng mga nabigyan na ng fiancé visa, ang proseso ng aplikasyon matapos na alisin ang mga travel bans, sa kabilang banda, si Harrigan ay higit naman na optimistic.
For those whose visas expire, say before the bans are lifted, it's a matter of just approaching the department on the other end of this and getting the department to re-evidence the visa. We don't know exactly what all the processes will be involved. But I think in many cases, the department will probably just simply reissue the visas. In some cases, they may have to provide a new notice of intention to marry.
Hindi rin naman mas madali para sa mga onshore partner visa applicants. Ang Peruvian-born na si Luciano at kanyang Australian partner na si Drew ay nag-lodge ng kanilang partner visa application 5 taon na ang nakalilipas. Dahil sa si Luciano ay nag-overstay ng lampas sa kanyang visa bago niya nakilala si Drew, sa unay na-deny ang kanilang aplikasyon at ito ay dinala sa Administrative Appeals Tribunal o AAT para doon pag-aralan muli o ma-review. Pagkatapos ay sa Federal Circuit Court at ngayon balik na naman sa AAT. Inihahalin tulad ni Drew ang hirap ng proseso sa paglundag sa mga hoop at paglangoy sa Nile River.
People think it's just filling out 2 pages. It is actually a very lengthy process and it can look into all different avenues about what side of the bed you sleep on, what toothbrush the person may use, do you have letters. They can look into SMS, they can look into phone call history, they can look into absolutely anything and everything that you can imagine.
Sinabi ni Harrigan, ang tagumpay ng aplikasyon ng visa ay nakabase din sa kung gaano mo naidokumento ang relasyon.
The department will want to see documents of continued communication while the couple are separated. I want to see financial transactions between the couple, but obviously that's only generally happens one way in most cases. It's the Australian partner transferring money to the overseas partner, shared household. It's just all about the documentation about the relationship and how much they have. Some couples have a lot, some don't have much at all. And the ones who don't have much have difficulty trying to prove it.
Ayon kay TAF, sa sandaling maipasa mo ang aplikasyon para sa partner visa, ang iba pang dokumento tulad ng police certificates at health examinations ay kailangan din.
Now those character certificates or police certificates and the health examinations are only valid for 12 months. So that forms part of the other guessing game for the applicant for a partner visa. When do they do those? When do they do the health examinations? When do they apply for the police certificates? Because if they're going to expire in 12 months' time and the visa is not going to be granted in 12 months' time, that's further expense for them.
Dagdag ni TAF na pag-aayos ng mga dokumento ay hindi laging madali sa lahat ng pagkakataon. Para sa mga aplikante na kailangang ayusin ang biometric data sa labas ng kanilang bansa, lalo na sa panahon ng COVID-19.
And we've had clients who, for example, are living in Nepal and have had to get themselves to New Delhi to have fingerprints and things done.
Mariing inirerekomenda ni Drew sa mga kapwa-aplikante ng partner visa na ayusin ang lahat sa simula pa lamang.
Get the legal advice, make sure you take your time and be prepared that it may not cost the $7,000, it may end up costing around $30,000 to $35,000 over a period of time. So it can be a very costly service.
Ang COVID-19 ay maaaring sanhin ng labis sa sakit ng ulo para sa maraming mga visa applicants. Bagaman nagpapasalamat si Luciano na nagawa niyang manatili kasama si Drew at makapagtrabaho sa Australia sa panahong ito.
I'm now in a bridging visa. Because after we passed the second hearing, it was terrible for us. They put me in a bridging visa and I received like a few months ago before the COVID to start. And they just need my police checks for the different countries that I used to live, Argentina and the US. So yeah, all those things are in process to come to Australia. And after I submit all those papers, I will have the final answer or decision.
Ayon kay TAF, hindi sumasagot ang Department of Home Affairs sa mga katanungan tungkol sa mga aplikasyon ng partner visa na nasa loob ng inilaan nilang processing time.
So currently say if your processing time has been quoted as 21 to 28 months, the Department of Immigration would not respond to a query before the end of that 28 months. So it's really difficult for clients and for ourselves to know exactly where an application is before that period because we just cannot get any information from the Department of Immigration.
Parehong mungkahi nila TAF at Harrigan na ang pinakamahusay na pansamantalang gawin ay patuloy na magsumite ng inyong mga supporting evidence.
They should actually email each other, use Skype, Messenger, WhatsApp, Viber, basically any messaging apps to keep a record of the communications.
Payo din ni TAF sa mga partner visa applicants na irehistro ang kanilang de facto relationship sa mga teritoryo at mga estado kung saan maaari mong magawa ito upang madagdagan ang pag-asa para mabigyan ng visa at posibleng travel exemption.
They should go ahead and try to register the relationship because only one person needs to be a resident in the state or territory to actually register that relationship.
Paunawa, mangyaring tadaan ng mga pahayag o komento na ibinigay sa artikulong ito ay pangkahalatang payo o general advice lamang at hindi nalalapat sa lahat ng mga kalagayan at pagkakataon. Kung nababahala tungkol sa katayuan ng iyong visa, pinakamahusay na humingi ng legal na payo sa lalong madaling panahon.
Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.